She was 14 feet tall, squeezy and pink. She came for a dance and she came for a drink. She was looking for love and had come from afar. The night the flamingo came out to the bar. She had big flappy feet and a long curvy neck, but her beak was so sharp no one wanted a pick. So she climbed on the piano and heaved a great sigh as the piano man's tunes brought a tear to her eye. Now before long, the bartender, he noticed the clues. For all of her pinkness, the bird had the blues. So the patrons debated in colorful lingo the best way to fondle a female flamingo. Pushed through it and shouted, "I'll show you the right way to do it." So she climbed up beside her, determined and impish, and hoped for her safety. She didn't look shrimpish, 'cause that flamingo's huge. But the girl knew no fears, blew aside the bright feathers and dried the bird's tears. Then she cuddled up close, caressed her soft wing, and the bird was so happy, she started to sing. Doubted, though eggless, that bird had been laid. A sin? Yes, it was, the most colorful kind. And yet none of the patrons seemed awfully to mind. She arrived a sensation,